This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
This is an important story that we were talking about a little bit before the news. South Africa's Social Development Department will assist with children on the move this Easter at two ports of entry. The department had a cross-border meeting with its counterparts from Zimbabwe on Tuesday to make sure that children moving between the two countries are protected as they move around borders over the long weekend. For more on this, we're now joined on the line by Lumka Oliphant, who's the Chief Director of Communications at the Department of Social Development. Thanks very much indeed for joining us and welcome to you. So Lumka, tell us a little bit about what prompted the department to come up with this plan to assist children, and what is the plan actually?
We always are at the borders as government and different departments, because we are signatories to different international conventions like your UN Convention on the Rights of the Child and also the African Charter on the Rights and Welfare of the Child. That means that we have committed to the world and to Africa that any child who is coming into South Africa get the necessary care and protection like all other children in the country. But as you know, that we find that some other times that when children are coming between countries unaccompanied, and also some of them are undocumented, largely because of the circumstances in their different home countries. So the department is working also with the Border Management Agency. As you know, the Border Management Agency was launched earlier this year or late last year. So we are here so that to make sure that children are processed correctly and within the confines of the law. Also the Children's Act obligates us as a Department of Social Development and custodians of the Children's Act that when we find any children, we need to assess them. We need to make sure that they are cared for and are protected, and link them up with the different embassies and consulates of their countries. So if a child then is found and at the border and probably with unaccompanied or undocumented, we then are obligated to make sure that that child receives the necessary services. We have cross-border meetings with Zimbabwe and also Lesotho, so precisely on the issues of children.
How many children are we looking at? I mean, is this a huge number, particularly over holidays like this?
You know, the United Nations estimates that South Africa has the highest number of children in the move in the region. They were estimating that we have about 600,000 children that are on the move in South Africa, and others you might find that they are undocumented, others are unaccompanied. So I would not give you a number now to say to you how many children are we going to be looking at. We might just find out at the end of the day how many children were processed and whether did they have the right documentation or not.
Are we finding that a lot of parents just don't know the rules, and that they just arrive at the border, and it's not that they are trying to be difficult, funny or anything, they just have no knowledge?
When children are coming at the border, it's different circumstances from where they're coming from. Peter, I was at a child and youth care center not long ago in South Africa, and I met children from the DRC, I met children from Angola, I met from children from Zimbabwe, and they came to the country for different reasons. When you listen to the children that are coming from the DRC, you will hear how their mothers had to leave quickly because of circumstances in that country, and you find that mother also died on children that ended up here in South Africa and were taken by different organizations. And so those are the circumstances. I also met another one who is a boy who remembers only being in Angola. Officials are saying that he is from the DRC, but he's so adamant that he is from Angola because that's the last place that he remembers, because he arrived in the country when he was 3 years old, So it's different circumstances of why children and at the border. Yes, sometimes we find that even though people know you know, what needs to be done. And you find that because we have a lot of population from Zimbabwe in South Africa, the children then are used to coming over the holidays, you know, and without any accompanying parent. And that's what we cannot afford to allow, is that parents must know that when children are coming in, they must have adult supervision. And that's where then we need to make sure that when we working with all the counselors, they understand these things. And we are obligated as well to make sure that the children, when they get to their countries as well, they get to a safer and a protected space.
And that person accompanying the children sometimes is a family friend. It's not even a parent. What do you do in those circumstances?
We have to have a documentation. We can't have children who are unaccounted for. We can't have children who we don't even know that they are coming for what they were told. There's also trafficking, as you know, you know, and we need to guard against these things. And this is why then when we find these things, we then are able then to make sure that we take the children, because the children must be protected, and we must know who. We can't have children just arriving with nobody and without any documentation. I think this is why we speak to the consulates, so that they also do this communication, that children, it is very important that children have the necessary documentation. And if you are a family friend, we must know that you are the person that has been given this child. You are not trafficking a child. You are given this child to look after and take them to South Africa. Here's the documentation. Those are the things that are very important for social development.
What kind of conversations are you having with the countries across the border, like Zimbabwe? Because crossing into South Africa starts with leaving Zimbabwe. Are they as being as diligent as South Africa in the process? Because I guess if it starts there, it never becomes a problem in South Africa and vice versa.
Yes, this is why we have a memorandum of understanding with our neighboring countries. This is precisely to make sure that we also having these conversations that say, this is how things are done in South Africa. This is how we need to have the documentation and the necessary documentation. This is where we need cooperation. This is where we need to strengthen relations. This is where even when South African children are found on the other side, because you'll find that there are South African children who are found on the other side. On the other side for one reason or another, and they must know who to go to and who to speak to and what are the processes. Of course, we have many other organizations as well that we work with, yeah, like your UNICEF, we work with the Red Cross, so that also those organizations who are on the ground are able to support the two countries.
Lumka Oliphant, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much, and thanks for the work that you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Lumka Oliphant, the Chief Director of Communications at the Department of Social Development here in South Africa. And part of the work that they'll be doing is making sure that children moving between Zimbabwe and South Africa, particularly over the holidays, are properly documented and are safe, and that there's no chance of unregistered, unmonitored children crossing the border, particularly with fears of trafficking that have been raised in recent years.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.